You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, and we're back with my co-host, Tammy. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
We also have Christy McCoy from McCoy Appraisals. Thanks for coming back, Christy.
Thank you for having me.
That's a great information. I think everybody has so many questions about appraisals that I'm really glad to have you on. And if anybody would like to get Christy's information, we're going to put it on our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com. So, Christy, leading into the break, I mentioned about finished basements.
Correct.
Because, you know, this has to come up just constantly with people.
It does.
You know, when they tell you the square footage of their home, they want to include the square footage of their basement.
Correct.
I already know the answer is that you can't count it. Why can't you count basement square footage?
Well, when they say you can't count it, we do count it. We just do not count it in your overall gross living area. It gets counted in a different section of the report, and it is in the lower level finish section, which we take your square footage of what you have, and then we measure your finished area. And on the grid, it keeps everything, you know, you're comparing apples to apples. So not only are we using your home that way, the comparables are measured out that way. You do not want to have that in your overall living area, or you will be taxed on it, and that is no fun. Paying taxes is no fun.
Right. It's yes. Never fun.
No.
Okay, so a couple questions about that, because whenever you take, let's say somebody's at $100 a square foot for their normal living area, which is probably pretty low. That's a pretty low price property in general. Actually, probably $150 a square foot might be more accurate for a lot of people. How would you calculate basement square footage into value?
Well, we look at it kind of like we do main level. It's going to go into the overall condition of what you have there. You know, not everybody updates or does their lower level finish in the same quality. So some of that is measured out in that way, the quality of what you have. And then, you know, typically a basement is adjusted anywhere from $10 a square foot all the way up to 60, depending on the type of finish you have.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You know, if you have a lot of finish and it's very high end, you know, you see that in a lot of homes in Ladue and Clayton. They do some very over the top things, but the market bears that out. That's
right.
Not something you want to do out in South County, and being, you know, aware of what you're going to get back. That's how you get back value, is you don't ever want to be over the top with some of the things
right.
that you have. It's never good to be the biggest fish in the pond when it comes to over improving your home. That can be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good point. So I'm going to hit you with a couple questions that I didn't warn you that I'm going to ask you on this one, because this does come up a lot. So somebody wants to buy a foreclosure.
Yes.
And one of the things I tell them is that unless you're going to get a construction loan, if you want to get a residential loan, the house has to be livable.
Yes.
It has to already be livable now. But I want to ask some specifics about what does that mean, because let's say, you know, the kitchen it's outdated.
Yes.
Okay, but it's usable.
Yes.
Okay, can you give me some examples of some things that would not pass an appraisal in as-is condition or in, you know, where you would have to actually stip for that it would
be included? Well, you want to see a kitchen for sure. You'd be surprised. There are some people that, you know, I not too long ago went into a home, the kitchen was missing. I mean, meaning no cabinets, no appliances, no bathrooms.
Okay, how minor could some things be where you would have to stip for it? What if they've torn off, if there's baseboards that are missing, or what
that,
if?
That doesn't go back to livability. You can still inhabit that home. It's more a condition.
Right. There's a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Condition. That's a condition thing. Livability, you want to see
working bathroom,
working kitchens. You're not going to want to see broken out windows where, you know, you're exposed to the elements.
Right.
But what about a cracked window?
Cracked window is, again, it's
that's okay, right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's
all
just
right.
Condition.
And here's why I wanted to mention this is that, you know, you probably have seen it plenty of times, and when I talk to a homeowner and they're getting ready to refinance their house, or even if they're getting ready to buy one, usually this happens if they're going to refinance or they want a home equity line. They have some project, and it may be some small little bathroom where they've torn up the toilet and they've torn out the vanity, and you go out there and you can't finish it until you can't finish the appraisal.
Well, we could. We just can't give it credit. It's not really a bathroom. You have an empty space where a bathroom was. So.
Well, wouldn't you have to mention it? In most cases, I see those things mentioned where they have to be finished in advance.
It kind of just depends. If we're going to give you credit for a half bath, the half bath needs to be there.
It has to be there.
Wow, or
that's crazy.
I know. You'd be surprised that they're amazed. But I have all the fixtures. Well, yeah, but
it's not
our appraisals. Typically are as is. It's not future improvements. It's not. It's as it sits today. Therefore, the bathroom needs to, if I'm going to call it a bathroom, it has to be there. If not, it's just kind of a vacant spot. You could turn it into a pantry. You could
closet,
do anything.
Right?
Yeah, closet, absolutely.
Okay, so here's the thing I want to warn people about on this is that if there are some conditions like that that you have to put on the appraisal and they have to be fixed before the loan can be closed, then you have to come back out and do a final inspection.
Correct.
And that's another $100 or so. What do you charge for final inspection?
Yeah, $75 to $100.
Okay.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of people don't understand this on new construction also. You have to do the appraisal before the house is complete, typically.
Yes.
Because the day that builder is complete, they want to close.
Yes.
So you're going out there as a mad dash to do the final inspection. And that has to get built into the pricing too.
Correct.
In fact, now I'm building in two final inspections on when we do those because on new construction, because you come out and you do a final inspection and then they've had to escrow for the seed and sod, the seed or sod or some other weather related thing like that, and you know we can't finalize. They have to go back out after closing again, and if I don't estimate that up front, then we have to pay for it.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to eat that and seed and sod, especially in extreme heat, extreme winter. A lot of times it's missing.
Do you think it's ever advantageous for somebody to do an appraisal on their house before they sell it?
I do those for people, especially in an estate type situation where, you know, you have siblings, they're not really sure, you know, in markets where, you know, they may just stick a for sale sign out there. It's not, you know, they want to know, okay, what is this even, you know, what is this market? They're unfamiliar with the market. So yeah, it can, you know, but having a good real estate agent helps as well.
Okay. We're speaking with Christy McCoy from McCoy Appraisals. And Christy, we have 2 minutes left. So I have some quick questions about some of the changes that went on in the term HVCC, or the Home Valuation Code of Conduct, that came in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly explain what that is and how did it affect consumers and how did it affect the industry?
Well, what had happened was when things started tanking, we needed to find blame for things and we needed to clean up the act, basically. Now, us as appraisers, we have a governing body called USPAP, and so we already had a code of conduct and ethics that we are governed under. But the industry as a whole did not have that. And so they came in and they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Now we're going to make sure, because there were some bad things that were going on. There were numbers written down. There were, they thought, too much conversation between the loan originator, processor. So we're going to go ahead and separate that. The problem was, is they didn't say how you needed to separate it. It was very ambiguous. So what it did was it let AMCs come into a big role into our industry.
So AMC is Appraisal Management Company.
Correct. And
so part of those requirements, I know, is that you instead of having one appraiser use all the time, you'd have to have a rotation of appraisers. So it was a little bit more random, where it was ordered off of a list, and it could be a set list where you pre-screened appraisers, but it had to be somewhat random, and appraisal management companies came in that they would go get the contracts with these big lenders.
Yep.
And then make you guys sign up under them and take a huge portion of fee too, right?
Correct. A very large portion of the fee where, you know, for us as a, you know, good appraisers did not sign up for them because we just felt that, you know, they were taking advantage of us as, and so we did not, we lost a large portion of business. So it chased a lot of really good appraisers out of the business. You could no longer make a living. Mm-hmm. It brought a lot of maybe some inferior appraisers in that did not have any geographic competency, which is, again, part of our code of conduct. You're not supposed to appraise in an area that you're unfamiliar with. You should decline that. Well, nobody declined anything.
Instead of making $350 for an appraisal, you might make $165.
Oh, yes. It was really, really bad. Now, they've come back in. they, you know, President Obama dissolved HVCC. We're still under Frank Dodd. You know, there's still a lot of the same premise as far as the conduct goes, right, and how you right. handle it. And then they also are regulating some of the management companies. And really all you needed to do was show separation between there. You could just keep it in-house, do a rotation. A lot of successful banks did that. And that way they had some control over who was doing that. When management companies took over the control, you had no idea who was doing your appraisals. And it really was kind of detrimental to the industry.
Yeah, and the downside that I can definitely see of that is, let's take a refinance as an example. It used to be, you know, somebody would tell me their house is worth $300,000.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know as a loan officer. No. So we call our appraisal, say, hey, before I order this appraisal, can you pull comps? They think their house is worth $300,000. Is that reasonable?
Give me a range. Just
right.
give
and
me a
say,
range, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd say, yeah, that's reasonable based on the comps.
As long as it's in X condition, Y condition, yeah.
Absolutely. Now we can't do that.
Cannot do that.
We can't
no.
have any of that contact. So people waste a lot of money on appraisals.
Agreed.
Because when they say their house is worth $300,000, you know, you don't know. So now
no.
we have to do a whole bunch of research on the front end as loan officers and in, you know, in the mortgage side. And we're not qualified to do that, really.
No, and you know, it ended all conversation. Well, not all conversation is bad. Some of it is
right.
is good. I agree with you. I do not want to, you know, see anybody waste money. It's $350 for an appraisal. That's a lot of money. I would be
right.
very upset if
just
I had to pay that. Correct. And to find out that, well, it didn't appraise out. Well, that's kind of a bummer. That's not a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, Christy, I definitely appreciate you coming in today. This is great information. Mm-hmm. If anybody would like to contact Christy to be able to get an appraisal, where this may really come up is if you do want to sell your house, might be one of the main times when you would want to know what's the value before you even sell it, especially if values are starting to come back in your area. I'll make sure all your information is on our website at DougHaldeman.com. And definitely want to thank you again for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.